T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and we'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, California is banning high schools from starting before 8:30 a.m.
Okay. In.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem starting at 8.
Of course you didn't, but you're you.
That's
the rest of us normal folk. I'm a high school student. I'm what, between 14 and 18 years old? Sleeping in is, that's the game, man.
I also had one of those early classes that actually started at 7.
But isn't isn't it always about the bus schedule and the fact that the older kids can get up earlier? And it's typically the same bus that just keeps going around
and around.
Whether it's high school, middle school, elementary, or whatever the deal is. So that's why I understood that time thing worked out that way.
Also, I think just in general, with more research, the idea, and some people are morning people, and there's some jobs that require it, but the idea that you got to be in super early, and like, I'm going to find out, like, yeah, or can you just do the job?
Or can you just
get it?
They
learn better at 9 a.m. Like, there's no pride in being like, well, I was at school, we got there at 7:30.
It's because you were stupid.
Yeah.
Nah, I was in jazz band.
Mike Hawk playing jazz. I don't know.
Just, wait, dude, that was my favorite band class.
Your jazz band started early?
At 7 o'clock in the morning,
yes. That seems like the opposite of jazz.
That's why we play late at night, if so that we can get up at 7 in the morning.
If you didn't go to sleep.
Right.
This.
That's why we did all that hair on.
A town in Italy has told people to stop using Google Maps because too many people keep following its bad directions and getting lost. Well, then, quit having confusing streets.
Quit having confusing.
It's on you, dog.
Yep. It's on you, Italy.
That's right.
Google was right.
An NYPD officer threatened a karaoke waitress with his gun and threatened to shoot her if she didn't hang out with him. Oops.
Why would you think that's going to work?
Right?
I thought you could say pull the gun and said, like, stop singing.
You don't talk to me.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Like, everybody starts a romantic relationship by holding somebody hostage. Right.
Well, your dad pointed a gun at me in a bar. I was a waitress. He said if I didn't talk to him, he was going to kill me. That's how I knew it was love. He just didn't quit. A veteran who lost his genitalia in an explosion in Afghanistan has received one of the world's first penis transplants.
All right.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a different color.
From an organ donor.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
His name was Dikembe. Like, in! Oh, no. I'll take it! I will take it! Sight unseen.
He said 6'7"? I'll take it!
I mean, if they just give me some first name, we have Gary Dikembe. Stop it, Dikembe. I'm taking it.
All right.
I'm just hedging my bets.
Looks like a bomb pop.
I would just take the different color. That's awesome.
Two-tone.
That's right.
Two-tone Mike.
It's like a Neapolitan.
Employees at a nursing home in North Carolina were arrested for running a fight club with elderly dementia patients.
Yes.
Yeah. Sons of bitches.
Good gravy.
Did you see the mugshots of them?
No. How'd they get them to fight?
They have dementia, so however they did it, they kind of tricked them into it.
Criminently. The CDC has given a new name to it.
I'm sorry, what was that one, Mike?
Criminently?
Yeah?
How old are you, man?
Crime and what?
Criminently.
Crime Who's Edley?
Edley? I thought it was Italy.
Like criminy.
Like crime in Italy.
No.
Were you, like, born in 1837, frozen in a lake, and they thawed your ass out? I mean,
who said? And when he came up, he had a perch in his mouth.
Criminently.
I'm still shocked that you like to get up early.
I know. That's the guy. The guy that says criminently, get up early.
Guy can't clean up his language. Jesus whiz. The CDC has given a new name to illnesses caused by vaping. They call it Evali.
Evali?
E-V-A-L-I. It stands for e-cigarette vaping lung injury.
Wait for the ads to hit late night TV.
Mm-hmm.
Do you suffer from Evali? Were you sucking down fruit-flavored tobacco products in the form of steam?
A class action lawsuit.
Right.
It's happening now, and you can get money.
Am I still confused? Like, it's not like cigarettes aren't bad for you.
Right. No, but they always said, like, at the beginning of it, that was the theory was, is that it's better than smoking cigarettes.
A lot of things are better than smoking cigarettes.
But most people don't smoke cigarettes for a year and a half and drop dead. You know what I mean? If you've never done it. And that's the difference between vaping. You got 18-year-old kids who start vaping, and the next thing you know, they're dead. Mm-hmm. And that smoking, it'll kill you. It's just going to give you a little more time. A 12-year-old girl in Alaska saved her mom's life when her mom had a seizure behind the wheel, and the girl called 911 and stopped the car. Hopefully she sees the wheel.
She sees the opportunity to be heroic.
Mm-hmm. She sure did a good thing. Doggone it, people. Someone had a seizure. Lay's just rolled out a new limited edition potato chip flavor. Grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Oh, no.
I'll try it. I'll try it, man.
Don't knock until you try it, Miles.
I could just go grilled cheese and be fine.
You could, but now I got a bag of chips.
We can stop there.
But you're at work. You're at work. We don't have a flat top to make this grilled cheese.
Hey, look, man. A couple years ago, Lay said, hey, we're going to do chicken and waffles. And I said, Lay's, too far. You're taking it too far. They were delicious. I loved them. I don't get the whole grilled cheese tomato soup thing. I get it for nostalgia, but people are like, it's such a great combo. And
I just remember it being the worst lunch meal that you can get all week at school.
It was the cheapest.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Tater tot day was the best day.
Yeah, pig in a blanket was good.
Oh, pizza day.
Oh, the pizza was terrible, though, but it was still exciting. That French bread pizza, though. We didn't have that.
We didn't get free.
I did. It was great.
Because you got up early.
Yeah.
And it was the only thing they had back in the turn of the century when he was growing up.
It was from France.
We only had French bread. Delivered from France.
On a horse.
Criminy. A man in Florida called 911 repeatedly on Saturday night to report that his roommate had stolen something from him. $20 worth of weed.
Oh, that's what's called a roommate.
It's also important to note that in Florida, they have medical weed. But it has not been decriminalized.
Right.
What?
Right. Yeah,
you can only smoke joints.
So, like, the cop finally calls and it's like, stop. Like, we're going to arrest you.
We don't want to arrest you, but keep calling us.
Newsflash, Florida. Florida. Weed in the problem, brother. Right.
Saying you won't help me? But why would you call and say, my roommate broke my knife? What happened? Well, I stabbed him in the ribs and the blade broke off. Like, don't confess to a crime. Don't call the cops to tell them what you did.
Right, like, I don't think you can report a stolen gun if it's not registered.
I mean, you can. The cops might even thank you for calling them, but it's stupid.
A 26-year-old woman from Taiwan was visiting the Philippines last week and was arrested for wearing a tiny bikini to the beach.
Did you see her tiny bikini?
No, I did not.
I would not have arrested her. Man, oh man, it was, you know.
Is there signs?
I might have stood around and gave her a citation.
Oh yeah, I'm going to write this note for you. Honestly, it was this. She legally covered, well, at least by American standard, like, there's no nipples, that's it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no material really around the breast. The back was his G-string. I would say a lowercase G-string.
It looked like if you took the strings out of your shoes and used that.
Or like someone got her a silly string, selectively.
Damn! I haven't seen it yet.
You want to?
Oh!
I'm looking for
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh! I think he found it. Fascinating.
I don't know that even I would call that
fascinating.
Yes, that's the word, old man.
I think that's what the officer said.
Fascinating.
A woman in Wales was drunk a few months ago and leaned over her fence topless to yell at her neighbor. A dog showed up and was, quote, licking at her breasts.
Good boy.
And now she's been fined for harassment.
And she was, like, yelling slurs. So you have a drunk neighbor hanging her breasts, because she's hanging over the fence. Her boobs are on your property. Your dog runs out, jumping up and down, licking her boobs, and she's yelling slurs at
you. She's the one making disparaging comments.
And you got to think to yourself, like, how did my life bring me to this moment?
And why did I buy this house?
Right.
Because there they never leave.
My dog is happy as hell.
It's like in Wales, you've had the same house that your great-great-great-great-grandparents lived in, you know?
I still like they arrested her. Can't do that to a dog.
There's a new poll on airplane etiquette. Do you guys think it's okay to take your shoes off on a plane?
No.
No.
62% said that. Reclining your seat.
No. No. No.
40% said it's unacceptable. Let's see. If the person next to you fell asleep on your shoulder, would you or would you not wake them up?
Depends on how they look.
I put my finger in their mouth.
I wouldn't wake them up.
15% of us would not wake them up.
I mean, literally, it just happened to me 2 weeks ago. But right. The person seemed tired.
My thing is, I get it. Nobody wants your drooling ass head on the shoulder, but also the seats are, 2 inches wide?
Right.
Your body's limp. You're going to fall somewhere.
You're
going
to fart. You're going to do all kinds of things in your sleep. You
know? Oh, sorry.
I can almost...
woke myself up. My bad.
How'd you wake
up?
I farted myself.
But my head wasn't on your shoulder.
A man in London lost his wallet on the way home, but how he found it is an interesting story.
How's that? I'll
tell you about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve with Throw Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jace. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Jace, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I apologize for my giggling. I simply forgot the story that I pulled for today's episode. Oh, man. Let's go to Missouri, where a naked woman who sat on her boyfriend's face and demanded that he perform oral sex on her has pleaded guilty to domestic violence. The 44-year-old woman admitted to felony assault, and she was sentenced to 3 years in jail. But a judge decided just to give her 5 years probation. But as part of the plea deal, prosecutors dropped a felony sexual assault charge against her. She has been locked up in the Boone County Jail since her arrest last December. But she was released following her sentencing and ordered to have no contact with the victim. Police arrested her following a violent confrontation in the couple's home. The victim told police that she punched him and then struck him with a variety of items, including a belt and a cell phone. During the incident, she was naked. She chased the man around the house before shoving him to the ground. She then sat atop the victim and directed him to, I'll let you fill in the blank, eat something, while she was sitting directly on his face. Now, the man told police he was briefly unable to breathe while she was sitting there and that he was, quote, scared to death during the assault. The victim added that he told her to leave him alone and he didn't want to do anything sexual with her. Well, the affidavit reported that the victim had cuts on his arms and a cut on the bridge of his nose, which he said was from when she had sat upon him. And red marks on his chest, they were the result of being struck by the belt. Ah, so my question for you is, do you believe that this woman is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
What were the four? Black, what?
Black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
It's Missouri, so I think I could take the Mexi and the Asian out of it. That's just me. Do I have any consultants available?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I mean, Boone County just sounds like a white place, but I have no idea where that is in Missouri.
I don't know. It could be outside of St. Louis. It could be in the middle of nowhere. I don't know.
For some reason, and she just wanted to be, we'll say, pleasured. She didn't. She wasn't any more specific if it was.
She beat the exact three words you think.
I'm going black.
You going black?
Chase, what do you think your final answer is going to be there?
Black men don't do that.
That is a scenario.
Like that people think that.
Right. I mean,
like, surprise, ladies.
I'll be honest with you, Chase. I've never had a black person do that to me.
Yeah, I think the Boone County thing got me. I'm going to go with white.
Final answer. Okay, we're going to find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We're heading to Missouri.
I'll profile this woman who started beating up her boyfriend. She was naked, and she threw him to the ground, and she sat on top of him, and she asked him,
questions. But he couldn't hear because she was sitting on top of his head.
That is correct. Her thighs were probably blocking his ears, and she was not asking him anything. She made a three-word demand about a meal. But, Jace, we asked you, did you believe that this woman was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? Now, Ted, you went black. Jace, you went white. One of you is correct. One of you is incorrect. Jace,
you are correct, sir.
Oh, ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Don't Google that woman's mugshot.
Oh, man.
I got to see it now.
Don't, man.
No, you do not.
And, all right, Ted, I'm going to tell you this. You're going to Google this story, all right? And what's going to happen is you're going to think they have a picture of the wrong person. Amy Perrino. Okay. P-A-R-R-I-N-O. Now, when you see this, tell me. P-A-R-R-I-N-O. You are the worst at this. Leave a mugshot.
All right. Now you know.
See, you think it's the wrong person, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I thought that was going to be.
You thought that was the guy?
For sure.
That is her.
Her.
That is her. Now imagine that story.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. Told you.
Gosh.
I had to cross-reference that story like three times. Like, wait, is this the guy? Why would it? Wait, no. Oh.
And I should have like an old 85-style football jersey on.
I know. It says sunshine.
All right. Let's get some jokes.
Okay.
Is it 10 or is it late night?
All right. Who are our options today on Is It 10 or Is It Late Night?
Well, you know Mr. Spade's in there.
Okay.
Mr. Spade.
We'll put Spade, the Kimmels.
You mean the Jimmies?
The Jimmies. I said the Kimmels. Kimmels, the Jimmies.
Yeah. Oh, hey, get those Jimmies in there, yeah. Right, huh?
And Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Trevor
Noah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see. Police are urging parents to check their Halloween candy for THC edibles. Children are urging their parents to be cool, man.
Fallon.
David Spade.
Damn it. All right.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about this one? People are, they're making baby prenups. Baby prenups. Prenuptial agreement. If you need your partner to sign a prenup, they're to help you raise a kid, maybe you don't want to have a kid with that person.
That's really Fallon or Kimmel.
That's Trevor Noah.
That's Trevor Noah.
Damn it.
Okay, Trevor Noah. Crap today.
Yeah. 2019's a wild year. People are doing a lot of things. It's, you know, it's real funny what people do for second jobs. I went out for Chinese the other night, and the most amazing waiter, his name was LeBron James.
Jimmy Ted Smith.
That's a Ted Smith.
Oh, Ted Smith, very good. Oh, nice.
So get the poo-poo platter. I said, okay, LeBron. Whatever the king says. Eddie Van Halen is battling throat cancer that he thinks was caused by a metal guitar pick. Hearing this, Michael Douglas said, hey, wait, can I change my answer?
David Spade.
That is David Spade.
David Spade.
All right, one more. A new study shows that getting a bad night's sleep makes you crave junk food. The study was brought to you by college students who enjoy drinking.
Jimmy Fallon.
That's a Ted Smith.
Oh, Ted Smith Reggio.
I want Ted Smith. I said college students. I was like, I could have just said anybody that drinks alcohol.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I only got one right today.
Yeah. Well, generally, I just think when you get up in the morning and you've had a bad night's sleep, like
you want,
especially if you're hungover, the people don't go. Yeah, I mean, you should, but you don't go, oh, I need an apple or a banana. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be better? People always crave grease. I mean, look at brunch. You know, brunch is there so that you can go get some ash the day before.
Yeah, I mean, brunch is basically just saying, hey, we've
bacon,
all agreed.
Right.
Yeah.
You try to hide the fact that you're just eating greasy-ass food by adding the eggs, but it's like, bro, you got a pound of bacon on your plate.
Well,
I know
brunch.
What's going on.
Brunch also is for adults what a field trip is to children. All right? Now, I don't know if all children are the same way, but I hate getting up. Right? Sure. I still hate getting up. I'm a nighttime person. But if it was a field trip or something like that.
You're excited. You're up. You're ready to go.
You're up early. Right? So same thing. Most Sundays, I don't want to get up. Now, he said, hey, Ted, you want to meet at 10 for brunch?
Or do you want to get up at 9 o'clock and tailgate? Or do you want to go fishing?
Exactly.
Like, there's a number of
something
things.
Something like that. Yeah, it's like, okay. All right, I'm in. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Sarah Silverman, she's doing a pilot for HBO for a late night series.
Oh, I thought you were saying she was sleeping with someone in the airline industry. She's doing a pilot? Like, my God, you're crew Ted.
Yeah, you know, you don't hear that much anymore.
What, doing?
Yeah.
Dad, doing the check down the street.
I mean, like... I know. It's just, I didn't think about it when I read it. Right. Sarah Silverman, she's doing a pilot. Yeah, on HBO.
For Delta.
Anyhow, she's shooting a pilot. She's shooting a pilot, too.
Damn.
For HBO. Which she'll talk about whatever and take live calls. Sarah Silverman strikes you as a person that generally talks about whatever.
Yes. That seems to be pretty much her MO.
She said, I'm as passionate about talking about my face washing routine as I am at talking about why billionaires cost us money. Nothing's off the table and nothing's too high or too lowbrow for me. I mean, look at my face. I'm literally all brow.
She's never done anything I didn't like.
Yeah, she. Except well. That pilot. I didn't like that guy.
No, because like, she had the Sarah Silverman show that was like a sketch show.
Right. I never watched it, though.
Didn't she have a series where it also was like a fake one?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm with you. I think I liked a few of her things, too. Yeah, she's pretty funny.
Stand-up's great.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the reason when her and Jimmy Kimmel broke up. Like, none of us know them. Well, I'm sure there's some of you that do. But...
You know who you are.
Right.
I don't forget about you upstairs. Yeah, I know you know him.
Right. Up in the third balcony. I see you. But I think everybody was just so excited because everybody likes her so much and likes Kimmel. And it just seemed like the funniest couple ever.
Sure.
So when they broke up, people were just like, oh, my God. Whoa, I can't believe
it's
that
so
happened.
It's so weird when other people react so strongly to someone else's relationship. Like, I can't believe they broke up. And you think like they're talking about their own parents. And you're like, wait, you're talking about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? Like, why does this matter to you?
Yeah, famous people I don't care too much about. I've definitely had friends that have broken up with people.
That's different. This is my friend. You know, I communicate with this person. I have feelings for this person. But, like, celebrities.
Celebrities aren't people.
They're not real.
I mean, well, they're people, man.
No, they're not, man. They climb back into their Hollywood warehouse at night, dude.
I'm so upset I'm oceanfront.
I feel like generally for me,
I can watch the waves crash.
Like I've had a few friends, like relationships fall apart, where I was like, "Yeah, you could see that coming." But a lot of times, just like I don't know, man, she seemed pretty solid,
right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what
not
to
make you feel worse. But who you got the worst end of this breakup deal?
How long I gotta wait?
Jesus, how long do
Ted
I?
Ted consultations. Right. Hey, I heard you broke up with a hottie.
You guys were really that serious. Let's see. Back to Sarah Silverman. She's also doing a stand-up special, which will air on HBO, which will be her first on HBO since 2013. The cool thing here is that if she ends up with a series, that would be three women in Late Night now. We have Samantha Bee on TBS with Full Frontal, and then Lily, I'm going to say Singh, on NBC's A Little Late. She comes on after Seth Meyers.
Huh, I had no idea.
Yeah, when Carson Daly finally left that spot, she got it.
How long did Carson Daly, like, people made fun of him, all this stuff. I'm like, he's had the same steady gig. I mean, what, 20 years, 25 years? He was just always there. If I fell asleep on the couch, when I woke up and picked up the beer can that inevitably I dropped on the floor, I'm like, there's Carson Daly. I know it's late. I don't know if
Carson Daly means things maybe went a little bit weird sideways.
What do you mean?
Just for the night.
Oh, right. Like,
if
right.
You're watching Carson Daly, there's a reason you're watching Carson Daly. Man, if you're watching Byron Allen, things went completely off the rails.
Yeah.
Carson Daly started Last Call with Carson Daly in 2002 and then ended it in 2019.
Huh, okay.
So I think he went straight from like Total Request Live over to doing that. And then he's been on the Today Show or whatever, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of those morning shows.
Yeah, and you know what's weird is I forget there's some of those guys that do that stuff, right?
What do you mean?
Like, to me, he was always Last Call with Carson Daly or right, TRL. Right. Then I was like, oh, yeah, he's on a massive morning show that's where most people know him from now.
That's a good point.
And one thing about Carson Daly, the people in the industry who know him say he is just a really decent guy. He's nice. He's a family guy. He's been with the same person forever. He just, you know, he's okay, I guess.
All right. I didn't know if you were setting me up there.
Oh, no. I
mean, you're going to be devastated, aren't you?
Yeah, I really thought he was he's a great guy. Just don't leave your girlfriend around. I'm like, damn, no.
He won't take her. He'll kill her and eat her. Right.
Yeah, and I mean, I love the guy for years. I mean, Total Quest was, you know, that was the show, man.
He's one of those guys I like, and I don't know why. Because I never watch anything he does. And I don't mean this to be mean, but, like, I'm not going to stay up late enough to watch whatever he did, late night with Carson Daly. I'm not going to get up early enough, and if I do, I'm not watching any of those programs in the morning, right? The Good Morning Americans and all that. I did not watch TRL, and the only other time I see him, if it's, like, red carpet stuff before the Oscar, like, I don't watch any of that stuff. But if you ask me if I like him, oh, he's great. Couldn't tell you anything that he's done, but he's great.
I'll tell you one of the smartest moves he ever made is I'm pretty sure he was engaged to Tara Reid.
I do remember.
And broke it off. And she got it. We all found out she's kind of crazy.
Yeah, man. But he knew it before us. He knew it before us. And you know you're a decent guy. But man, I can't believe he broke up with Tara Reid because she's on top of the world at the time. And she's America's sweetheart. She's a beautiful woman. And he never said, I'll be honest with you, this bitch is crazy. He never, you know, he was just like, hey, man, I mean, like, crazy, crazy, crazy. He was just like, well, things just didn't work out.
Well, sometimes, too, Carson Daly's in one of those positions. Sometimes, you know, you don't have to explain everything. And over time, their crazy will show to others.
It's like, oh, just you wait.
Right.
You find it for yourself, dog.
Don't you get it now, huh?
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Any questions?
Megyn Kelly will return to Fox. But for one night only.
Is she doing anything right now?
She doesn't
not.
Have to.
I think she's just collecting a massive check
she's
from NBC.
Paid for you.
Well, she played that well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole racist thing.
Yeah, but you could be a racist mind, right now. Yeah. And she's a rich racist.
Yeah.
I mean, right? Oh, yeah. People think I'm a racist. I'm going to go ahead and light the cigar. She doesn't care. It doesn't matter now.
That's a good
You're
point.
Not applying for a job at Starbucks, right? We know who you are. You're worth millions of dollars. At that point, once you are rich enough that you never have to work again, you just walk down the street naked if you want.
She's hot enough to me.
Whoa, I can't get a job? Doesn't matter.
She's hot enough to me. I give her the Chick-fil-A pass.
Yeah.
She's doing an interview with Tucker Carlson. It'll be her first TV appearance since she left NBC last year. The first time she's been on Fox since she left in 2017. Tucker says she'll have, quote, a lot to say about her time at NBC and what's going on there now. Obviously, with all the accusations coming up. Basically, there was accusations that NBC was trying to bury Rowan Farrow's expose on Harvey Weinstein.
Of course they were.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be, look, you don't have to agree with what anybody does, but you can't be shocked by some of these things. NBC's MO has been pretty clear after the whole Matt Lauer thing, and when you found out so much more, how long they've known, like, come on. Of course they do.
Yeah.
They're like, be mad. Do anything. Just don't be shocked. It's like, hey, man, I poured beer on the floor. I was shocked that the floor was wet. No, you understood what's going to happen. Just understand that, right? People, oh, my God, you can't believe it. Did you miss everything else that came out about NBC? Good God, man.
Right. And, I mean, you know, there's only a few of those companies that are that big.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. If you make money for them, right? I mean, we see it in athletics. We see it with actors. Like, it doesn't matter. If you can make money off you, they'll bring you back into the fold.
It's all good.
If you want to see Megan back on Fox, probably don't get too fired up. It's a one-time occurrence. Basically, they're not going to get her back yet. And also, I'm not sure she can go back yet. She's still collecting checks. She might not be able to get another full-time job.
Correct. Yeah, I wouldn't say, they're paying me like $25 million. If it's cool, I'm going to wait this out.
If they say you can't work, we'll pay you $25 million. You say, okay, I'll wait till I'm done,
all right.
And I'll work.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
And then I'm not working.
Yeah, if you just want to pay me my whatever, just take a couple months off, cool.
That's what I always thought, like paid leave.
The only way that would be advantageous is if she wanted to get back into the job field, and basically they said, look, if we'll pay you more money. So you know what I mean? You'll still make more money if you come back to work. Then they would have paid you.
I still wouldn't. Like, so you might pay me $35 million a year. And look, in the world that they're in, man, it's 24 hours, you're going all the time, public scrutiny, all the crap that comes along with that. And say they're paying me $35 million. Or I can just not work. I made $25 million. I mean, to me,
don't work.
Yeah.
And you can still do stuff to be busy, run your organizations, travel to Asia.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. Travel to Asia.
Bobby Bonds.
The Mediterranean.
Bobby Bonds is thing. You know, or not Bobby, Bobby Bonilla.
Keep getting paid.
Just keep getting paid.
That dude got paid for a long time. This is kind of a strange one, but Disney spent hours tweeting out every movie and TV show coming to Disney Plus. They spent 3 hours basically tweeting out everything. That's going to come out.
I'm sure your followers are delighted.
Yeah. The titles were fired off chronologically by the original release dates from 1937's Seven
Steamboat
Creepy
Willie.
Dudes.
Oh,
Snow White.
Snow White, the Seven Dwarfs.
God, when you said that, I can't believe how old that is.
1937?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That was just going to a German scene. So it's three dudes standing around.
Yeah. What do you think those dwarves were doing while you were sleeping?
Yeah. All the way up to the new Star Wars show.
The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian.
Helping out. I'm a Star Wars guy.
What were
you going to say?
I'm a Star Wars guy.
I wasn't sure.
As soon as you said it, I'm like, help him.
I've never heard of that.
Before he makes all the nerds mad. Mandalorian.
Yeah, because those are two words they've just put together to make one up.
What, Mandalorian?
That's all. Yeah. That's all.
You're
Star
thinking
Wars
like is. A man and a DeLorean?
Well, I'm thinking a DeLorean or a mandolin, and they put them together.
And you get a Mandalorian.
I'm thinking a Mandalorian. So, like, Back to the Future, if Doc himself could run 88 miles an hour, he would be the Mandalorian. It's a little-known fact about that that Star Wars thing.
Yeah. Well, if it's Star Wars, you can't have anything made up in it.
it's all true. Real.
Right? What? It's got to be. It's got to be historically correct. And then they ended the tweet with this, quote, "We did that, and the announcements aren't even over yet. Stay tuned."
And then they did, what, like a three-hour trailer?
Yeah. And they made
it more than that. Then they just aired, like, every single, they did a preview for every single show as well.
It was 3 hours and 17 minutes long.
For every show they're putting out. So they did a little mini trailer for every single show. And that's basically what they're saying is, look at all that content we've got.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, if you throw enough lines out there, someone's going to go like, I want to get that because I love that show.
Well, Disney owns a lot of stuff. So, right. Star Wars catalog, they own what, Marvel? Anything?
Yeah, so that was my only thing about it. Like, they do have a ton of stuff, but it's not like, come on, Disney. What are you flexing about the comic books? Like, you just bought it. Or Star Wars. Yeah,
exactly.
Right? Like, okay, you have it now.
Yeah, you have nothing to
look
do
how much
with
better
that.
We are than the other people. Like,
you didn't create this crap.
They also make you buy a little bit of crap with it, too. Like they all do. Like, they bundle it. You know
right. You also got to get Disney Fart Plus.
Like, I don't want Disney Fart Plus. I just want the main one.
Yeah, sorry.
You could get it anyway.
Well, original Disney Fart's much better.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, want the plus on there.
But they make you bundle and get Fart Plus and Fart Plus 2.
By the way, I know Mike was wondering. Mike, don't worry anymore. That is not the longest commercial of all time. The longest commercial of all time, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, that honors goes to a Brazilian Old Spice commercial that debuted in late 2018. That was 14 hours long.
An Old Spice commercial.
In Brazil.
I'm kind of tempted to watch it now.
Huh.
Watching
14
party.
Hours long? Jeez.
That's a series.
So long.
That's a series. That's a series plus one episode.
Even if you watch all the football games you want on a Sunday, I doubt you spend 14 hours sitting there.
No.
Thank you, Tim. Wow. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Tim. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Illinois man charged with attempted murder after throwing a bowling ball at a man's head. Meanwhile, an Uber passenger fights with a fellow rider, then jumps out of a car. And now he's dead. Missouri woman pleads guilty to making boyfriend don the beard. In Florida, authorities pulled the over Samuel L. Jackson, then things get weird. And a North Carolina neighbor, they're horrified over a man's Halloween decorating display. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to London where a man got his wallet back in an interesting way. Pardon me. He had lost it on the way home and immediately checked his account when he learned this information. What he found was 4 deposits of a penny each and 4 separate memos attached to him. The memos informed him that his wallet was found and provided a number that he could call to get it back. So I think there just wasn't enough characters that he could put in the memo, but it basically said, hey, picked up your wallet off the road.
Right.
Call this number if you want to get it back.
But it's like one long message out of the 4 different deposits.
Exactly. At least it was a penny each, right?
Yeah, but, you know, the guy's probably like, well, here's your wallet back. You owe me 4 cents.
That's 4 cents.
Like, I'm not forgetting about the money, bro.
Plus interest.
Yeah.
Another news. Speaking of missing important things, a woman on vacation in Ibiza managed to lose her passport. She spent a few days retracing her steps attempting to find the passport but came up empty. It wasn't until she was looking through the photos that she and her friends took while at the club the night before that she realized that one of the pictures showed her passport right there on the ground in front of her. After other issues, she was able to board the flight back home. There's a lot more to this story about flights getting canceled and flights being delayed and her missing flights. Like, this entire thing was a huge catastrophe.
But She did great for the image of blondes.
That she did. Good work. And Ibiza.
And Gordy Shore.
Moving on. We head down to Georgia where someone's Halloween display outside of their home is causing shock and controversy. His display was so scandalous that the HOA sent him a letter asking him to take it down.
Scandalous.
The display in question was a pumpkin-headed scarecrow seemingly mooning traffic.
I saw the picture. I laughed my ass off.
Robin, have you seen this yet? It's mooning traffic with two pumpkins as the cheeks there.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking the display down, he decided instead to put up a censored sign blaming the HOA. Basically, the HOA said,
We've had some new families come in with little kids, and they're starting to get offended.
Just the parents. The kids are actually laughing, but we're an HOA. We hate happy children.
Right. So he put the sign up there basically to say, like, hey, you know what, guys? This is the time to be, you know,
loose and weird.
Yeah.
See, that's offensive. But if you put a severed limb or a zombie or have an effigy hanging from a tree at Halloween, that's cool.
Right.
But,
you know, headstones all in your front yard.
But a scarecrow with a pumpkin butt, that's scandalous. Come on, man.
Right. Losing that. We have a headlines update. We may have talked about this just a little bit earlier today. You may recall a story a little while back about a woman in Missouri that was arrested for assault. She had stripped herself naked, sat upon her man's face, demanding that he perform. She has since pled guilty to the charges and was sentenced to probation and no contact with the victim.
Did you see her mugshot?
Yes, I did.
Listen, I'm telling you not to Google it, but I know you will. But when you do, it is the right person in the photograph.
Guarantee you the judge did a double take.
Probably like, what happened now?
What did the guy do?
Right.
Why is he here?
And why is...
Moving on. All right. Scary story out of Illinois. A man was arrested on a first-degree murder charges after he raged at a bowling alley. The man got into an altercation with another bowler and responded by throwing a bowling ball at the man's head.
Which I am impressed by.
Thank you.
You can underhand bowl a bowling ball because of the natural, you know, swing of your arm.
Right.
But to pick up a ball that's at least 8-10 pounds, I mean, a shot put is hard to throw.
Yes.
So for him to actually hurl a bowling ball.
You think he did it like shot put?
I don't know, but it's impressive.
He spun around a circle. I got bad news. I was the one kid in high school that did this.
He was later pulled over by police for a routine stop when they noticed the warrant out for his arrest. I'm totally with you, Miles. I heard about that. I said, how big was the ball that he was tossing?
Big enough to mess your head up.
Right?
Great. Maybe a duck pin ball hurt.
Yeah, that'd be like a croquet ball coming at your head.
Right. It would appear that serving time in Texas is not as bad as some think. Four inmates were caught after they escaped the prison, but they were already on their way back. The four were returning to the prison complete with bottles of whiskey, cell phones, and other comforts, and apparently it is not the first case by far. The prison was forced to set up surveillance after there were multiple reports of inmates escaping the prison. You'd think after the first escape they would try to find whatever hole it was that they crawled out of?
No, I think it's more like this. Like, look, if we escape, they're going to come looking for us. We do more time. If we keep running this hustle and we're getting booze, maybe we pick up cigarettes, whatever it is, like, if we don't get caught, we get out of here at the time we're supposed to get out. Like, I kind of get it.
Okay.
Right. Look, I got two more years in jail. Like, I could escape, but they're probably going to find me. Right.
But I'm saying as far as the prison goes, I mean, this is nothing new. These are not the first four guys to escape this prison. It's happened multiple times. So how have you not found where it is they're getting out of?
Because I bet you it changes each time. It's like anything, man. I mean, once these guys get the system working, it's like, well, you can plug this one up, we're going to build the other hole. And if they're smart, they're already digging like two other holes, quote unquote, to get out of that.
Mm-hmm. We go to Linwood, Illinois, where a woman had her nightmare of living near a municipal airport come true. The woman came home to find a helicopter wheel sticking out of her ceiling and plaster all over the floor. She called the authorities, fearing that they would think she was a prank call, and firefighters came to remove the wheel and take it away. She actually was legitimately afraid to call the police because who's going to believe that a helicopter wheel is sticking out of your ceiling?
Well, you still got to call them. I mean, like, guys, just show up.
Oh, I just did this to get an insurance claim.
Right. Okay. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less, the word, and we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out of biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.